This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Daddy Issues is a band out of Greensboro. They started making music last year, and they're accumulating quite a following. With titles like Sex on the Beach and Babe Hammer, their surf punk rock style has caught on throughout this state, and actually recently in the UK. Their DIY mentality gets them gigs and fans through social media. Daddy Issues plans to record an album and release it on vinyl in 2015. They're here right now to talk about their newfound success and to play a few songs. Daddy Issues is Lindsay Sprague on lead guitar, Lo Davey on rhythm guitar and lead vocals, Madeline Putney on bass, and Amethyst White on the drums. Daddy Issues, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
So tell us about the name. Where the name come from?
Oh, the name Daddy Issues, it actually came from our friend who had always wanted to have a band called Daddy Issues, and she was actually in the band at first, so we decided to name it that after her.
I was going to say, was she really in a band? Because sometimes people have a band name, but they actually can't play.
That was the, yes. That was the situation. It was like a dream.
It was the dilemma.
I've always wanted to have a band called Daddy Issues, and we're like, let's do it.
That's great. Well, how did you come together as a band?
Well, we, Lauren and I were friends before, and we got together and started playing music. And one night we went to this show put on by Tom Tom Magazine, and that's a magazine for women drummers. And so they put on this showcase of bands that all had women drummers. And Maddie was there, and Lauren and I went, and we decided to start a band that night.
Did you know each other before then?
Kinda. I knew Lindsay and Lauren, like, I was friendly with them. I knew them both separately and didn't know them together. And I wasn't sure. I was invited to play in the band and wasn't sure if it was a joke until I was actually invited to practice. Like, 2 weeks later, I was like, I don't know if this is a joke. Like, I'm not sure how seriously I should take this. I don't want to look dumb for taking it seriously.
Yeah, like, that could be embarrassing. You show up at the bass and then they say, no, we didn't.
Oh, my God.
God, that'd be awful.
I was so nervous the first night I went to practice. Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Oh, but I got a cool name for the band. Now can I play? Hey, would you play a song for us now?
Yeah, of
That'd
course.
Be great. Daddy Issues live on the State of Things. They are from Greensboro. That is a song called Sex on the Beach, which was named one of the top 100 songs in the UK for 2014. Pretty cool. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How'd you get on the radar there?
We truly don't know. I think it's the magic of the internet. It was amazing. Actually, one of the first people to buy our demos when we put them out online was this guy who wrote for a magazine in the UK, and he was the one that put us on the top 100 list. So
that's great. Well, so you've been using, I mean, obviously it's not new to be using social media in this business, but you use it to great effect, and social media as well as just ingenuity. Like talk about not being disinvited. You were going to open for a band, right? And then couldn't get into the club.
Yes, that was a recent experience. We had a kind of a good story. So we were in Charlotte, and we were going to open for these two bands. But the club that we were playing at ended up not letting us in because one of us didn't have an ID. So we drove across town, and we were super sad. And so we went to a bar called Snug Harbor and talked to the bartender there. And they ended up letting us join a show that was already happening at that bar.
It was a benefit.
It was a benefit. Well, I suppose we shouldn't point out that you were at the bar there, and apparently your lack of ID didn't matter so much. Let's not talk about that. But so that's kind of interesting. And then you played there, meaning you had a gig. Well, how'd that go?
It went great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun. It ended up turning out well for us.
Well, can I get you to play another song for us?
Yeah.
All right. The band is Daddy Issues. By the way, you can catch them in performance at the Garage in Winston-Salem on January 7th. And right now they're here live on the State of Things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Body is amazing, all I wanna
song is Babe Hammer. The band is Daddy Issues. You can catch them in performance in Winston-Salem at the Garage on January 7th. They are here with us, Lindsay Sprague on lead guitar, Lo Davey on the rhythm guitar, Madeline Putney on bass, and Amethyst White on the drums. You know, what is it? So you are this a band. You said you came together in a way because of an article in Tom Tom Magazine, which is dedicated to drummers, women, female drummers. Are there challenges to being an all women band?
Maddie? I think Maddie would be great at answering this one.
Maddie, what are the challenges?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That was a different question before. Well, I think a lot of times
biggest challenge is answering that question.
Yeah, okay,
number
well,
one. Everybody always asks us, what are the challenges to being a female band if we don't have an answer?
They're referring to an answer that I gave last time we were on the radio. And there was this article, not an article, it was like an open letter written by this band, the Eagles, that I really love. They're really awesome. And in it, they accuse a lot of bands of like being fake or whatever. But they also say that, like, you know, they kind of have it out for like bands, or they think it's dumb when like bands get famous because they have girls in them, or because girls are they are famous because it's an all-girl band. And I think that is a sentiment that a lot of people share. And I don't think the fact that we are an all-girl band is irrelevant to our success. But I don't think it's because, like, girl bands somehow have it easier than guy bands. Like, I think we definitely, like, you know, like male technicians and musicians mm-hmm. will, like, talk down to you. And it's, like, really frustrating sometimes. And I think that it stems from not that that female musicians are treated more lightly, but that there's a demand and they're like, it's because the demand isn't being met. And I think it's because it's like a boys club basically. Right. And so it's hard for female musicians to make it. And so I think that the fact that female musicians maybe make it quicker has more to do with like a supply and demand issue because of the sexism in the industry, not because there's some kind of reverse sexism going on.
Well, so it's one question is sort of the marketing question. Can you be, you know, in some ways better situated as a band because you're an all-female band? There's something to say. There's some sort of epithet or you know, a modifier to put in front of your name. On the other hand, are there any advantages sort of artistically? I mean, are you intentional about being an all-female band
definitely.
For artistic reasons?
Yeah, we wanted to definitely create a safe space for us to say whatever we wanted to say. And I think that's been really important for me when we're writing lyrics, you know, or just doing something silly.
But that's an interesting thing because, you know, you always hear this thing that I'm always skeptical of, that somehow music is the universal language. And I can't think of anything more particular than music. This is me now. And anything more sort of culturally relevant. Music is about who you are as a people, however you've identified yourself. And those identities can cut so many different ways. And I think, if I'm not putting words in your mouth, what I'm hearing you saying is it is important to be identified in one way or another, and for you it's women, because the music you're going to make is different. I mean, am I putting words in your mouth, or
no,
how would
I
you modify that?
I would absolutely agree with that. I think that each person has their own experience that they're necessarily coming from, and so the music that you make will be different than somebody else's music. And so I think it's important for us to be all women making music because we have something, I think, new to say.
And we were accused by, I think, a friend of someone's in the band on Facebook of like being a novelty act or something because we are women who sing frankly about sex. And they said that was a gimmick, I think was their word. Mm. And like, no, we're singing about our experience and we just happen to be girls. That doesn't make a gimmick. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you're just like basically a fish who can't see the water because industry is so... You know, it's just men, like, singing about whatever they want to, and they don't have to – they never get called out for being a gimmick because that's not a thing. You sing about what you know.
Well, and mostly they're singing about sex or –
Right. Know. It happens so much. And
come
so
on.
It's not like
– like,
or relationships. Yeah, the universal language of that.
Be more obvious.
Though, getting back to the Facebook part, here's my advice. Here's Daddy's advice to Daddy Issues. Use social media. Use social media to your advantage. Use it over and over again. And then just ignore it when they're talking about you, okay? That's the deal.
That's good advice.
Use it, and then ignore it.
We ended up, like, going back and forth with that guy, like, a little bit. And we were just like, it's not worth it. Yeah.
I'm going to give you time to play this out. But first, I want to say Daddy Issues is Lindsay Sprague, Lo Davie, Madeline Putney, Amethyst White. You can catch them at the Garage in Winston-Salem on January 7th. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Before I have you play us out, I want to remind everybody that they're listening to The State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Daddy Issues.
Well, I love you, baby. I'm telling you right here. Please don't make me choose between you and a bottle of beer. Baby, come on over to my side. Well, I may not live past 21, but woo, what a way to die. Your love and fluctuates, baby, and everybody knows that the temperature always stays the same on an ice cold bottle of Strokes.